34 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Markets are lower, which is probably no surprise here to listening audiences who continue to just kind of drift, and the path of least resistance continues to be the lower side here for the grain markets. Just not a lot of news, and that continues to lead to a little bit more of a lower profile. Still waiting for some sort of confirmation that that China and the U.S. have come to some sort of trade agreement. Sounds like talks continue to progress, but nothing officially signed and or delivered at this point. So that continues to keep the market a little bit on the uneasy side. We did see the Commitment of Traders report come out there Friday afternoon. Did show that the funds were shorter than most expected on corn, beans, and wheat. That offered a little bit of support overnight, but that support is given away here as the day session got going. We did see a crop report also on Friday. Not much reaction to the market after that, but concerning that the export sales figures for corn and wheat continue to be downgraded here a little bit, and that continues to be a bigger concern moving forward with world competition continuing to eat into the market share for the U.S. for both corn, beans, and wheat. But we do see May corn at 363 and a quarter. That's down a penny. July corn at 372 and a half. That's also down a penny. East corn at 387 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. May soybeans, 890 and three quarters. That's down 5. July beans at 904 and three quarters, also down 5. November 19 soybeans, 926 and a quarter. That's down 4 1/4. May Chicago wheat, 434, down 5 1/2. July Chicago wheat at 442 and a quarter. That's down 5 1/4. July Kansas City wheat, 435 and a half, down 4 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat at 552 and a quarter, that's up 4 cents. Livestock markets show the April cattle 128.72, down 95. June cattle 119.90, that's down 105. March feeders at 141.97, down $1.95. April feeders 145.55, down 215. April lean hog 61.10, that's up 55 cents. May hog 69.27. That's up 35. Seeing the stock market, equity markets a little bit lower here today. Are seeing crude up 60 to 70 points here. We'll have export inspections out here this morning. And then as the market, as the weeks go on, we'll start focusing our attention on weather. Awful wet in the Delta, and that's delaying planting there. Of course, we've got some drying up we need to do in the Corn Belt as well. So looks like U.S. weather will start to come more into focus here over the next few sessions here, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington on this Monday. Let's take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Sky's turning mostly sunny with a high of 46 degrees. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight will drop down to a low of 27 degrees. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, and we'll get up to a high of 52 degrees. Looks like rain back in the forecast tomorrow night into Wednesday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.